This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Coming after your raw milk, they're coming after your livelihoods, they're coming after you, and they consist of a group of bureaucrats in the federal government. And if Obamacare being implemented isn't enough, well, they'll come after you one way or the other. Listen to this. Feds raid a family grocery store checking account over innocent bank deposits, and they made these people's lives a hell. 2013, federal agents seized more than $3,500 from a family-run grocery store in Michigan. And they didn't stop there. Even though the family broke no law, of course.
My name is Sandy Thomas. My dad and I run a small grocery store in Michigan. My dad's owned the store since 1978, and we employ about 30 people. This is my dad, Terry.
This is Shots Market. It's my store. I'm here 7 days a week. I love my job, and I love my customer.
Earlier this year, the government came in and took all the money from our store's bank account. They called it civil forfeiture.
Federal forfeiture law allows the government to take your entire bank account just because it doesn't like the way you deposit or withdraw your money.
The government hasn't charged the DECOs with any crime, and they've broken no law.
We didn't do anything wrong.
Federal law requires banks to report cash transactions above $10,000. It's illegal to try to avoid that requirement. In this case, the government claims Terry and Sandy broke the law by frequently depositing less than $10,000 into their store's bank account.
But the government never bothered to ask why they did that. You know what they would have found out if they had asked?
This is insurance policy is only covered $10,000 in cash.
Last year alone, the government took in more than $4 billion in forfeiture money. Taking money from innocent people like Terry and Sandy is wrong.
That's why we teamed up with the Institute for Justice to protect the rights of all Americans against civil forfeiture.
So there you go, Steve Starrs. They're coming after you and your family's money. This is a bit of a case of eminent domain in a sense. And joining us now on the program is Steve Starrs, riding shotgun with us tonight, as he does every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Steve, how are you?
I'm very good. It's been quite a day for news, of course, and that doesn't surprise me. And I was just going to say before the show that I think it looks as though we're going to go underneath the Unaffordable Health Care Act. And it looks like since that we've essentially now donated our bodies to science, that is political science, meaning that your body belongs to Obamacare.
Yes.
You know, you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to Obamacare, friends. I mean, that's essentially what they've done is decided that your body is their body. And so why not take your money?
It's for everybody.
Yeah,
it's not just for your body. It's for everybody.
That's right.
Steve, I want to thank you, though. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for donating your body to science along with the rest of us.
political science. Political science, Bob. It's, you know, it's bigger than just science. It's political science, you know, that I've donated our bodies to, you know. Well, it's a strange and astounding set of events, but the reality is it's odd that, you know, the Democratic Party, who's been so vocal about choice over what, you know, a woman can do with her body, has decided that all of us have to prescribe to, you know, this nationalized, socialized healthcare program, the Unaffordable Health Care Act. And I don't know whether the Republicans are going to have the gall to shut down the government or not. It's going to probably go back to the House, of course, and this is the situation. You know, they'll be blamed if it does for, you know, holding the government health care or the government workers and the Social Security checks hostage for political reasons, when everybody knows this is going to be a train wreck. And we could go through it, of course, but, you know, we can move on to other news as well. But, you know, this is what's happening right now. I don't know. I listened to a little bit of Ted Cruz speak today. And, of course, there was my friend John McCain, and he was explaining that 2 years ago we decided to go to hell, and so there's no use in trying to turn around now. Like a crazy woman in a Neiman Marcus store was spending. So I gotta sit down now.
Mm-hmm. Take a seat. I've lost a lot of money on this poker. Anyways.
Skeletons in the closet and all this other things coming up here.
Are they skeletons?
Skeletons from the... Well, they were. By the way, they were mentioning, when he was speaking, his great anthology of naval leaders. You know, his father, who was the admiral that ordered the U.S.
USS Liberty is...
USS Liberty, yes.
One of the great achievements my father USS Liberty. And I was a combat veteran in Vietnam. And,
come from a long line of traitors, I patriots in my family. So thank you, my friend.
I really should have won the election to Obama, but he was just too hopey and changey.
Yes, he was. I was going to whip his ass, but, you know, I know my flailing arms couldn't get it.
Tired of being called a rhino. Not a rhino.
Yeah. I mean, there's a guy that's a classic blot or a pimple on the butt of America.
Hey, don't make fun of me, Steve.
How would you like it if I whip
your... We should do the rest of the show in this John McCain voice. What do you say?
My friends, I think we should maybe reconsider all these things.
Steve, I got a story for you.
Yeah, it sounds like Beavis and Butthead.
He's definitely a butthead, that's for sure.
Okay, now we were trying to do some. We were going to try to be newsworthy tonight, weren't we, Bob? And look at what it, I mean. This is what's happened. Yeah.
It's tough, you know. Here's news for you: Iran's leader denouncing the Holocaust stirs up dispute. The new president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, says he is bringing a simple message of peace and friendship. But on Wednesday, he set off a political storm in Iran, with a frank acknowledgement and condemnation of the Holocaust hoax that landed him in precisely the kind of tangled dispute he had hoped to avoid. Now, let me put it on the record for a second, Steve. I'm not a Holocaust denier. That certainly has a negative connotation associated with it. However, I feel very strongly that it being used as the justification for the creation of the criminal state of Israel and the justification for essentially the same conditions that were given to poor Jews and Gypsies and many other groups, for that matter, during World War II in Europe. The bottom line is that two wrongs don't make a right. And when you say never again, let's not have a double standard. Let's apply that to all people, namely the Palestinians. On top of that, I think it's very telling that in several countries around the world, it is illegal to talk about the Holocaust in a contrary way from what we might find at the Holocaust museums or from the lobbyist groups, whether it's APAC, so on and so forth. So it's a topic matter that I think should not be as taboo as it is to think about in a different context than the one that we've been fed. And, of course, President Ahmadinejad did just that. Now, this new president seems to think that, quote, he needs to make a statement, which I don't think is an all-out bad thing, because it shows us here in the West that the bottom line is they're not all crazies. They're living in a cave. They're very advanced. And it's interesting that it's created such a controversy for just saying what the West is forcing down people's throats. Hey, got some news to get to when we come back in just a moment, but I thought I'd fit that story in. Stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Chinese doctors grow a new nose on a man's forehead. Patient injured in a car wreck gets a new organ made from his rib cartilage and skin. A nose forehead doctors in China used the patient's rib cartilage and skin to create and grow a replacement nose on his forehead after the original one became too damaged. And just when you thought you've heard it all, you know, we were talking about transhumanism last night, Steve, and it seems like it's becoming more and more a factor, and they're doing it everywhere you look, growing new body parts, and now they're growing new noses for people. So if you snort too much cocaine, like John McCain or George W. Bush or any of these other folks, just grow a new nose on your forehead, right? Who cares? Steve, how's your memory these days?
Well, I sometimes wonder.
You're getting up there in age, so you know I'm concerned about your memory. But yeah, let's not be ageist here. Huh? I have memory problems all the time, and I'm only 15, so, you know, so be it. But I'm a little concerned about you eating too much fish, Steve.
Ah, I see. Well, I don't eat enough, some people tell me, but why are the concerns?
Well, according to a new study, eating fish may not help with memory or thinking skills. Women with high levels of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood did not have better memories over time. Here's another BS story about fish oil. Older women with higher blood levels of omega-3 fatty acids did not have any better memory or thinking skills after 6 years than women with lower levels, says the research on Wednesday. So, basically, there's another piece of propaganda here out of the University of Iowa that examined data on 2,157 women ages 65 to 80, and they published this in an issue of Neurology. Now, you might recall the fish oil study that came out a couple months ago, Steve, about its connection to cancer. Well, that was thoroughly debunked, and I'm going to go on out on a limb here, although I haven't been able to thoroughly vet this study, but this seems to me to be a bunch of BS. A diet rich in fish has been touted as a way to improve brain health, but research results on its effectiveness have been mixed. And perhaps they're eating fish, but they're not telling you what they're eating in addition to that. So, in other words, they could be drinking high fructose corn syrup aspartame drinks on a regular basis, basically damaging anything that the fish oil could have been accomplishing. And they don't share that with you here in this study. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is more propaganda, folks. Obviously, you have to be very careful about where you get your fish oil, with Fukushima being a factor. And we have Loren Murray, the nuclear scientist, on a while back saying don't eat any fish. So that's scary in its own right, and you want to definitely be careful about that. But don't buy these studies, folks. I'd be skeptical, as I'm just illustrating on the show tonight. Steve, what's some news you want to get to here? We were talking about something during the break that you wanted to share with our listeners. You're concerned about Barry Sotero care. I wanted to know if you stand with Ted Cruz, if you're going to do a filibuster on the Bob Tuscan Show and read Green Eggs and Ham.
That was pretty good at 3:30 in the morning. I don't know, but he wrapped it up. It was amazing that the man could actually stand there and talk at about noon Eastern time today. I was watching the last part of it, and of course, as we did the whole thing with John McCain, they got the Democrats pulled him up, to basically tell everybody that, well, we decided years ago, and since there's no point in making any change in our plans or decisions, and in spite of all of the problems that are coming in right now, people are getting emails from their insurance providers talking about what their insurance rates are going to go up to. I saw ours. We're going to be taking a 13% hike in the next few months. Next year, it will go up 50%. Okay.
Wow. Now, mine went up, Steve, but you know what they did? They sent me a letter in the mail with a check for, I want to say it was $10, $13. And they said, here's some money that you have coming to you because of the new Affordable Care Act. Well, 2 weeks later, I got a letter saying that my rates were going to be going up at least $13 every single month. At least. I don't remember the exact number offhand. But it's going up, and it's not just people who are self-insured like I am and others. It's people out there who are losing their jobs because of Barry Sotero care. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that we should offer people health care. It's a good thing. But socialized healthcare is destructive. And on top of that, our healthcare establishment, the medical industrial complex, is broken. It's wasteful. It's absolutely barbaric, for lack of a better description. And it does not treat things. It poisons people for the pharmaceutical industrial complex and so on and so forth. So if we really wanted to deal with healthcare, Steve, perhaps we should take an honest look at how we deal with health in general and go after those who are pushing the poisons in our world today and the people who are dumb enough to self-kill themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you're saying, you're just one of those people out there, Bob, and people who are in the even above the $25,000 a year, which is below poverty line for a family of four, are seeing health care increases. And they're wondering, how is this the Affordable Health Care Act? It's the Unaffordable Health Care Act. People, companies that have like less than 50 employees are not going to grow beyond that. Some people are going to be cut back to 29 hours. Now, here's the big problem. Okay, surveys, and this number is rather nebulous because there have been a lot of people doing surveys and they have varied over a period of time depending upon the questions that were asked, but there's going to be a lot of doctors leaving their practices. And most doctors take about three other employees with them because they have two nurses and
where are they going?
They're going to be retiring. They're going to decide it's easier not to practice medicine anymore. So,
and then the people who come out of medical school with the huge debts to their college funds or whatever, they're going to be taking jobs that won't even pay them back. So eventually people are going to catch on and say, you know, it's not worth it. And we're going to lose the ability to have people care for us. But, you know, Steve, this is a bit of a double-edged sword because they're being brainwashed by medicine in general. So maybe that will allow for the market to open up to real doctors, real people who follow the Hippocratic Oath and so on and so forth.
There's a possibility of that in a way, maybe what's actually collapsing here to some extent is the overblown medical industrial complex and a lot of these high costs involved in healthcare. Now, you keep hearing these anecdotal stories, you know, the teary-eyed, doggy-eyed alligator tears stories about people who need treatment for various things and don't have any medicine or any insurance coverage at all. But the problem is, in many of these cases, I mean, you're talking about, look at cancer. They're not doing anything to help a lot of people with cancer. I just got some bad news tonight about a relative, okay, that's been involved with this. In my family, I know, of course, my wife's had some problems I don't go into a lot of her things for many reasons, but she has to have therapeutic massage. And she's been through MRIs, CAT scans, spinal taps, all kinds of neurologists and stuff like that. The only people who can help her, the only guy that can help her, is a therapeutic, a holistic massagist, and he's giving her supplements and stuff like that, dietary supplements. And we're talking about, vitamins and things like that, vitamins, minerals, calcium. Things to help your thyroid and stuff like that. He's the only one that can help her. Is she going to get anything from Obamacare? I mean, we've got insurance. It doesn't pay for anything. And so, as a result, how many people are going to skip out of this program altogether, Bob?
It's a good question. We'll pick it up on the other side.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Pakistani rescuers search for survivors. Earthquake.
Did you see this island that popped up as a result?
Because of the earthquake there?
Yeah, you know, we talk about earth changes from time to time on the show. And an island popped up after the earthquake. This supports the expanding earth philosophy that scientists who are believers in the dogma of plate tectonics have shunned. And it's interesting. It really is. You'll have to see the footage of this to believe it. But anyways, Steve, you have a headline about Kerry and the Arms Treaty you want to share?
Yes, sir. Mr. John Kerry, Secretary of State John Scary Kerry.
That's
on
Dr.
Wednesday.
Skull and Bones, Ketchup, Kerry, Scary, Douchebag.
John Hines Cone Kerry. On Wednesday, signed a controversial UN treaty on arms regulation, riling U.S. lawmakers who vow the Senate will not ratify the agreement. As he signed the document, Kerry called the treaty, quote, a significant step in addressing illegal gun sales while claiming it would also protect gun rights. Kerry speaketh with forked tongue, I believe. How can he protect gun rights while taking a significant step in addressing illegal gun sales? I mean, they can't even stop their own rebels from using, you know, gas in Syria. While we, by the way, there's a big story there. Did you see that on the Army and the rebels? But let's get back to this. Kerry, this is what he says. This is about keeping weapons out of the hands of terrorists and rogue actors. This is about reducing the risk of international transfers of conventional arms that will be used to carry out the world's worst crimes. My comment, like Benghazi? Yeah, right.
Right. Did you say rogue actors?
Yeah, rogue actors.
Keyword actors, perhaps?
Yeah, that's a good one. Good. Glad you pointed that out. Very good eye. Good ear, anyway.
The gunman at the Navy Yard shooting acted alone. They've come back, and they say he had no real target, and they've released footage of him.
But Bob, I'm confused, because I was watching the day of the shooting, and they said there were two and maybe three people. Now, wait a minute. Are you sure you're reading that right, or am I not up to date? The story has now been changed over and over and over since that time happened, and now there's only one person. Am I confused here?
They got pictures to prove it.
Oh, they have the pictures of the lone gunman, and yet there were two or three people that they were reporting, like John Doe number two, like the guys they rounded up in the forest there at Sandy Hook, right?
Right.
I mean, like the people that were evidently also firing arms when Gabby Giffords was shot that they never arrested.
Steve, you got to give them credit. At least they didn't try to say there was no footage. At least they tried to give us some actual cameras, because I think they know that the people are just not going to buy that. This is a heavily surveilled area, and at the very least, they got creative and released the footage, unlike the school footage, unlike the Pentagon footage, unlike the footage from you name it. We got the footage from this one. We got the lone gunman on camera.
The footage they want us to see.
Wait a second, Steve. I said I wasn't going to talk about this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot to be...
I just broke my word.
There you go. I'm sorry, man. I should have corrected you. Yeah, but
I'm calling out myself. I promised I wouldn't get caught up in the details. We've seen the dialectic happen. We know how these shootings have been used, and we don't have to go back and forth with this one. We really don't. But I saw the headline, and I forgot, so... sorry, folks. I broke my word. I try not to do that. Hey, Steve, coming up next hour, speaking of trauma. Trauma's a big part of this. Wouldn't you say that the utilization of trauma on the psyche of the American public, on the public of the world? Would you agree with
that? Absolutely. Yes, this is the Machiavellian icy talent theory, that you insert the talent of fear in people's thinking and you correct their whole position into what you wanted to create out of a social program. Yes. Trauma-based politics.
Trauma-based mind control. 9/11 was essentially just that.
Right.
Well, coming up next hour and for the last 2 hours of the show tonight, we're very lucky to have Dr. Colin Ross coming on. He's the founder of the Ross Institute, which provides inpatient and partial trauma programs designed to treat mental health issues related to psychological trauma. And that includes PTSD, borderline personality disorder, and other things, but he specializes in trauma-based mind control and the use of that on both a macro scale and a micro scale as well for individuals. He understands the split personality, multiple personality, dissociative identity disorder that occurs when trauma is placed on the brain. And he's done a lot of research. We'll talk about its effect on the brain, how to go beyond it, how to avoid it, and how to heal from the trauma that we've all endured over the last, well, probably your whole life, if you've been paying attention. Whether it was the trauma of John F. Kennedy's assassination 50 years ago, just about. Steve, can you believe that? We're coming up to the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, I remember it, Bob. I actually do. I was in school that day. I actually went out away from school. I'll tell the story. You know, I went out to lunch, and I snuck away with my lunch money to go to A&W instead of eating there in the cafeteria, and we heard it on the radio. And I came back and told all the kids in the playground what happened, and I was in serious trouble. because they said I could have caused a riot. I could have caused all kinds of problems telling the kids. And I was a newsman even on that day, on the 22nd of November, 1963. And I saw Lee Harvey Oswald shot live on television. You know, I remember that. It was a very shocking 3 or 4 days, Bob. It really was. It was a trauma. It was like 9/11. Yeah, maybe even more intense in some ways. I don't know why. At that
time, well, there's a reason why you remember exactly where you were and exactly what you were doing. There's a reason.
But George Bush doesn't remember where he was on that day. No, George Bush Sr.? Yeah, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
Well, that's extremely suspicious. But the reason why you remember is because of the trauma. You compartmentalize that data in your brain.
Right.
And they realize this. And with programs like MKUltra and others, they were able to find essentially the perfect mind control slave using trauma, psychological trauma. Mm-hmm. So Colin Ross is coming up next hour, Dr. Colin Ross, and it should be a very fruitful discussion with him, a healing discussion, and I really can't wait for that. Steve, what else do we have in our stack of news today? You have something you want to get to while I pull up something else?
There's a whole lot of stuff, Bob, obviously. You know, there are again now reports confirmed that whistleblowers are revealing that the U.S. State Department ships arms directly to Al-Qaeda. Okay, the murder of Ambassador Stevens in Benghazi.
What?
We mentioned. Yes, oh, yeah. Kit Daniels likes
they're aiding and abetting the enemy.
Yeah, Kit Daniels writes for InfoWars. A former CIA gunrunner revealed the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens, was killed in the September 11, 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi in order to cover up the State Department's direct arms shipments to Al-Qaeda. Well, we knew this already, and they were going through Turkey, and that's how it was happening. And there was a mishap, and of course the wrong people got involved. And then when it went sour, the State Department and Hillary Clinton and Obama froze up, couldn't do anything, and were caught. And it's still all coming out the way it was. What the whole story now is being revealed. It had nothing to do with this documentary or riots or a Muslim Islamic uprising. This was a arms deal that went bad, is what it was. And so now there's another person coming out to reveal all of this. This is another more confirming whistleblowing attempt. The man's name is William Robert Tosh Plume, who started his career as a CIA contract pilot in the late 1950s, delivering guns and ammunition on behalf of the agency to Fidel Castro? Yep, that's right. CIA supported Fidel Castro in the beginning. Plumlee confirmed that such arms deals are still common today, with the State Department shipping arms to Al-Qaeda via the CIA. The CIA. There you are again, Bob. During an interview with Alex Jones, Plumlee pointed out that Pat Smith, the mother of the information management officer also killed during the Benghazi attack, received little information from the Obama administration about her son's murder. So, I mean, the story's up there. You can read it. It's on InfoWars, of course, but
Steve,
other places.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this. More people are moving to Mexico than coming here from there. And that's funny because, as you recall, I'm sure, I moved to Mexico a while back.
You did. So did Jesse Ventura.
Left. Jesse Ventura has. There's others. Robbie Noel. Folks have been going to Mexico in droves, and there's a lot of reasons behind that. But I'll tell you about this new study that shows that many expats are leaving here more so than they are coming here. That's counterintuitive, isn't it?
I mean, maybe, you know, we'll see about that.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starr sitting in here for Bob. He's on temporary hiatus. Got a great guest coming up, and Bob will be back in just a few minutes to bring Dr. Colin Ross on. Dr. Colin Ross from the Dr. Colin A. Ross Institute, an expert in trauma-based mind control and things like that. We live in that day and age, friends, when people are being manipulated by trauma. This is a very old tactic that's been perfected down throughout the years. I think Bob's had Dr. William Pepper on, who is trying to get a new trial for Sirhan Sirhan. We now know that the it looked like a 38 caliber hollow point round that was taken out of the back of Bobby Kennedy's head did not match the 22 round that 22 rounds that Sirhan was firing from his little pistol, all of which were accounted for. And we know that this is a classic case of the MK Ultra, the Manchurian candidate. Sirhan doesn't remember to this day what happened there. And we know that he could not have possibly have been the only shooter in the room. And he very likely and obviously wasn't the one who shot Bobby Kennedy from about 6 inches to point blank right behind his right ear. The color of his lapel is burned with gunpowder, and it's so close that they can tell that it was virtually point blank. And so somebody else shot Bobby Kennedy, and Sirhan was basically a fellow who had a lot of mind problems because of a horse jockey racing accident that he'd had. He got involved with some very strange people, and it appears as though he was a mind-controlled patsy that was intended to blame this attack on the Palestinians, of all people. And his family's Christian. They're not Muslims. They were Christian Palestinians. But they fit the category. And Sirhan became the scapegoat tool of the CIA, who I'm sure was involved with this. They had David Morales and people like Frank Sturgis seemed to have been spotted in the crowd, others. I think it's been pretty well exposed now that the CIA was behind the murder of presidential candidate and Senator Bobby Kennedy at that time. And the forensics, of course, now prove something else. And we've had people saying for years that there were more than one shooter. We talked about this before. More than one shooter at the Navy Yard. More than one shooter at Sandy Hook. More than one shooter at Gabby Giffords. They have two gas masks that they found outside the theater, the Century 16 Theater, where James Holmes shot all those people at the Batman murder escapade. I mean, these things go on all the time, and the Americans never really get a real picture or an honest assessment of this. Well, I think it's going to be good to have this next guest that Bob's going to have on tonight to talk a little bit about this. I am going to be ducking out, but I will be listening, and Bob will be back. So I want to appreciate all of you folks out here, at listeners to RBN, Republic Broadcast Network. Also, a big hello to all of our affiliates, those of you listening in on satellite and various places, those that are taking these broadcasts and podcasting them. We do appreciate that. I've been working with Bob for, gosh, about 6-7 years now at least. I mean, it was before the first election of Barack Obama when Ron Paul was running against John McCain. Back in those days I got together with Bob. So I've been watching his career and helping him along. I'm a little older, of course, and I used to train broadcasters, and seeing that Bob was an young and up-and-coming kind of guy who wanted to make it happen, I've been hanging in there and encouraging
him. Are you saying that you trained me, Steve?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm actually saying that I picked you out.
I trained you.
That's right, you did, man. That's right.
Come on now.
I picked you out, Bob, as one of those guys who was going to go places, and I encouraged you.
Well, okay, Steve, let's just be frank, all right? Steve's my handler. He's been, grooming me to be a good disinfo agent and to toe the line. And
I'm Bob's rabbi. Most of you don't know that. No.
We met in Temple.
He actually did my circumcision. Yeah, we've never actually met, man. We gotta have dinner sometime, but we've been working on the radio together for about 5 years. We've never gotten a chance to actually.
It's gotta be longer than 5 years. It's been seven or so. Oh, yeah. I went to Mexico now 7+ years ago.
Yeah, it was before you went to Mexico that we were on the air together working on things. And we're still working on solutions, friends. We're not just giving you news. We are working on solutions and effective means of changing these things, which a lot of people in the alternative media aren't doing. Right, Bob?
What are we going to do with right to redress?
I still think we should pull it back up. I've seen companies that are offering the services of providing faxes and contacting senators and congressmen. But it's not just Senate and Congress, friends. It's your state and local representatives. I mean, what would happen if we launched a major campaign to file complaints against these big corporations using our public airwaves with the FCC? Oh, yeah, they're not going to do much. Well, they might when they have to realize that every one of those complaints has to be registered and addressed when the license renewal comes up. Every single one of them. I mean, we could bombard these people, because if we were to take over the media, or at least force them to admit that they've been lying all this time about Bobby Kennedy, about John F. Kennedy, about 9/11, about the info. I mean, all the things happening with these false flags attacks, the banksters, these assassinations, these illegal wars. The point is simply this, Bob. I mean, there are so many areas where we could move collectively with battering ram force that we're not doing now. And that's why we're losing the battle. That's why we're ineffective. And Bob and I noticed this 7 years ago. But because of finances and the little bit of outreach that we've had, we've never been able to do much with it. But I still believe that the engineering and the concept and the design of what we're talking about, Bob, will work. Will work.
It's a good idea. We have to revisit it, especially with people being outraged about what the Congress and Senate is doing currently. Steve, I got one compelling story I want to run past you here before we end this hour. And I'm excited about Dr. Colin Ross coming up next as well. Steve, you know, we talk about giving a haircut, giving the budget a haircut, especially the war budget and military budget and so on and so forth. Well, how much money do you think the Senate Hair Care Service has cost taxpayers? Want to take a guess?
I'm afraid to guess. Hit me with it.
Over the past 15 years, taxpayers have spent $5.25 million so that these guys can get a haircut, and gals for that matter.
Wow.
I guess the ladies' haircuts are more expensive than the guys, right? But the Senate Hair Care Services, as it's called, has a bill of more than $40,000 for the shoe shine attendant last fiscal year. Six barbers took in more than $40,000 each, including nearly $80,000 for the head barber. Keep in mind that there are only 100 U.S. senators, and many of them don't have much hair left at this point. Good point.
Yeah, I mean, right on, man. You can just take a little off the sides of my head, too, as well. And my fringe.
Who has the best hair?
Without a doubt, John Kerry has the best hair, but he's no longer a senator. Now he's, you know, Secretary of State. You know, I mean, I think he's got that Ted Koppel bulletproof hair, you know, that makes him look like the artificial Frankenstein he is.
Well, Representative Michael McCaul is the richest member of the Congress for the second year in a row, reporting a vast fortune that in 2011 had a minimum net worth surpassing $300 million for the first time. Who do you think McCaul was followed by?
I don't know.
John Kerry.
Oh, yeah, John Kerry.
Net worth of $198.5 million.
That's a lot of ketchup. You know, we had to boycott Heinz. We really should. We had to boycott Heinz.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
The lawmakers who round up the top five, Senators Mark Warner and Jay Rockefeller, West Virginia.
Jay.
To the Rockefellers?
Absolutely. He's a Democrat, too. Wait a minute. All the Rockefeller family are Republicans. How come Jay's a Democrat? Oh, I see. He was the black sheep of the family or something like that, right? I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Disagreement. Family disagreement.
Yeah, no, that was what it is.
Yeah, right.
Left-right paradigm disagreement amongst the family.
That's right.
But I know what they do agree on. Eugenics.
Yep. It was the Standard Oil and Eugenics Company.
Yeah. So they agree on snake oil.
They do.
Hey, Steve.
My pleasure being on, Bob. We'll see you. Listening in.
Friday night.
Yeah. Great show coming up.
Looking forward to it, buddy. Dr. Colin Ross coming up next. Talk about trauma. This should be a very interesting discussion. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.